This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
A federal judge is holding the Illinois Department of Corrections in contempt for its failures to provide health care for incarcerated people. Judge Jorge Alonso entered the contempt order in a lawsuit that goes back to 2010. And the order comes on top of a brutal report by an independent prison monitor who tracks prison conditions for the judge. Alan Mills is an attorney involved in the lawsuit. He has spent decades working on prison health care issues, and I talked to him earlier today. I started by asking him to explain the significance of the contempt order.
It means that the judge is reaching the end of his rope regarding the delays that the Department of Corrections has been engaged in for the last really 2.5 years, not just in fixing the problems with the medical care in the Illinois Department of Corrections, but even in coming up with a plan to fix things. The larger background is that we entered into a consent decree 3 years ago, and in the first 6 months or so, the department was supposed to come up with a plan to remedy the myriad of problems that had been identified prior to our entering into the consent decree. Consent decree is a court order, but it's a court order that's entered into as a result of an agreement of the parties. And failure to follow it can, as happened in this case, end up with a finding of contempt against whichever party didn't comply with it.
And we should note, we did reach out to the Department of Corrections for a comment, but a spokesperson declined. As part of this lawsuit, there is an independent monitor who reports to the judge on what's actually happening in Illinois prisons when it comes to health care. They submitted a report. Tell us about what was in that report.
Frankly, it's a report which includes some fairly dry stuff, but it also includes some stories that I can only describe as horrific. It really focuses on people who are elderly, people who have dementia, people who are disabled, and literally accuses the Department of Corrections of a violation of the Illinois law against elder abuse. The monitor described things like prisoners who had repeatedly broken bones because no one would help them get out of bed, prisoners who developed bed sores because they were immobile and nobody was willing to turn them, prisoners who wasted away, losing dozens of pounds because they were unable to feed themselves and nobody was feeding them, prisoners who had cancer, it turned out, but were only given Tylenol, and by the time they were taken out to a specialist, it was too late. The cancer had metastasized, and they died shortly thereafter. It is not easy reading. It took me a long time to get through it because it was just such horrible scenarios, one after another after another.
And despite this, the repeated reporting on the problems on healthcare, as you know from your work, it's really difficult to get people to care sometimes about people in prison getting poor healthcare. What do you say to those people?
I would say two things. First of all, 95% or so of prisoners are going to come home. If they aren't given medical care in prison, then they're going to need it when they get out and going to need a lot more of it when they get out because the simple problems they had have now become complex problems. And many of them are going to come out so badly off that they are disabled and will not be able to be employed anymore, in which case the taxpayer will pay for their disability for the rest of their lives. Beyond those folks, I would say, even for people who aren't going to get out of prison anytime soon or ever, no one should be tortured in their old age. No one should have to live through medical neglect. Prison is the punishment. We are not sentencing people to be tortured medically.
That was Alan Mills, an attorney with the Uptown People's Law Center. He spent more than a decade suing over poor health care in Illinois prisons. This is WBEZ.